It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Each and every Tuesday, she brings us guests. And, well, hi, Megan. How are you?
Hello. Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So we're going to do a remote version of this today. And each and every Tuesday, you bring us a guest, and today's no exception. Who'd you bring?
Yes, I'm delighted that we have Nat Marshall with us with LACI, the Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative. And he's going to tell us about the summer day of play that's coming up.
All right. Well, Nat, welcome to the program. Again, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you taking time today. Can you tell us about the organization LACI, which is the Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative?
Yeah, thank you very much. So again, Megan, thank you for this opportunity as well. LACI, Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, has been around for about 5 years. It all was originally, the concept itself was thought of by Dr. Todd Olson with the University of Lynchburg. And it felt like he was taking some of his soccer students over to Africa to do some goodwill. And during the COVID period, he felt like, one, they couldn't travel, and two, goodwill was necessary right here in the area. So we had this concept and idea, thoughts, where we could reach young people through sports. And over the course of the last 5 years, we've done a variety of different things. The biggest one being the summer play day, where we have the entire campus of the University of Lynchburg. We invite young people to come and learn a little bit about a variety of different sports. And then, perhaps have some other information that's provided to them. So we try to do this in a very unique way, where we have volunteers come from many, many aspects, many different groups that we have gotten involved with our organization. And just there, spending a day from 9 a.m. to about 3 p.m., having a good time playing basketball, soccer, and football. And then having lunch there on campus and just really having a great day where we're just connecting with young people. Last year, we had the opportunity to even bring some of the Heritage and EC Glass football players. So it's sort of an age group where you have the very young, you have the high schoolers who are now volunteering and helping, and then sort of a bunch of adults. We hope to have anywhere between 150 and 200 students. We'll have close to that number of volunteers. I think anywhere from 70 to 80 volunteers will be participating in this. So it's a great day with a lot of different groups coming to support our young people. And it's great when you see 3 and 4 and 5 different ones who are coming back from year to year who participated and enjoyed the program.
Well, this sounds just wonderful. Really, really cool. How long has LACI been in existence?
Yeah, so this is our fifth year for the annual fun day. And this was one of our biggest initial programs when we got started. So we started meeting in that February, March, April timeframe just before this very first event, and it sort of has grown from there. We have a wide variety of folks who are participating from everything from, my company BWXT is very supportive, Freedom First, Bank of the James, a number of organizations who have stepped up, the YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club, just a number, Lynchburg Parks and Rec. We've got some great connections, University of Lynchburg, that are coming together. A lot of sororities, AKAs, the Lynx, the Revelers. There's a number of different groups who've come to find that this is a great opportunity to give back to the community. So, 5 years.
This is wonderful. Now, I understand also that LACI enables kids to play sports. One of the biggest barriers is sports are expensive. If you're a parent, I don't care, from what walk of life you are, sports is just expensive. Extracurricular activities are expensive, but they are very, very important and needed for our kids. And LACI actually will donate sports items to the kids.
Yeah, we're trying, we are trying to be just creative and thinking outside the box. What is it that prevents young people from being the very best that they can be, and so travel ball can be very expensive. So what can we do about that? We have funds available for participation in that. We brought in for the last couple of years a large basketball tournament with some very low costs associated with it in regards to participating. You know, those who have young people and are involved with travel ball know that, you know, it's not uncommon to cost, you know, $200, $300, $400, $500 a weekend by the time you go and travel to Roanoke or Richmond or the Tidewater area or North Carolina or South Carolina. And, you know, food and hotels and all that, it can be very expensive, even for those who may have the funds to do it. So we're trying to do and think outside the box. Our sports locker provides all kinds of equipment, shoes, mitts, gloves, anything for the most part that it has been donated to us that's available. And we say, hey, we don't want someone not participating in a sport simply because they can't afford, you know, a pair of cleats or a glove or things of that nature. And the community has been really great. We have it really stocked. The parks, Parkview Missionary has provided us a space over in the plaza area. So, you know, it's one of those great things where when sometimes you just have to ask and know who to ask, and, you know, and things just sort of come at you. You know, we've done very well just simply being in a position to ask somebody, you know, can we do this or can we do that? So hopefully we are affecting young people in a really great way.
Now, do you need more donations? Do you need more donations of items? Do you need volunteers?
Of course, you know, the answer is absolutely yes. You know, so certainly I don't think any nonprofit would say, no, we've got plenty. Certainly we could use more volunteers, especially on June 21st for our fun day. We, as I said, we can anticipate having a need for about 60 or 70 volunteers. And it can be as simple. We got a group who will be acting as security officers or just folks to make sure that the kids stay where they need to stay, that, you know, answer questions of folks who are bringing kids up with where they go, want to go. We have registration where we are simply, you know, when you're having 200 kids coming at one moment. So it can be a mass chaos if we don't have a number of folks who are available to, one, register them, get them the T-shirts and the things they necessary and put them in the right group. And then we have team leaders who will take teams of 10 or 15 and act as their chaperone slash captain, where they'll make sure they get to the right place at the right time and make sure that, you know, if they have to go to the bathroom or water, it's done so in a very safe and orderly manner. So all those things, of course, yes, we're learning, you know, as we go along. Yeah. You know, we've changed, you know, what we did 4 or 5 years ago is slightly different now. But the biggest thing is to give the kids the opportunity, but do it in a very safe and orderly manner so that they feel good about it, you know. And, you know, you learn a lot. You know, one of the things we learned from our first session was that we initially thought we wanted to have food trucks there. Food trucks just didn't see it as a benefit to them, so we weren't able to convince anyone. And we just happened to say, all right, let's go into the cafeteria. And, you know, now we're finding out that the cafeteria and the food there and the kids going through a college facility is, for some, the very best experience of the day.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. Do kids need to register?
Yeah, we would like them to register and go to our website, www.laysi.org, and register there. I mean, and that's simply because we, you know, if we have 150 or 200, then we can handle it. If suddenly now there's a huge increase and we have 300 or 400, then that we need to know and prepare for that. So that's, yeah, registration would be great. If for what we don't want to have anything as a stumbling block. If a individual or a family or a parent or a kid can't register, they can show up. But, you know, okay. It's, like I said, if 200 show up unbeknownst to us, then, yeah, that's going to create a little bit of a scheduling issue.
Well, we'll link that up on this broadcast on our Facebook page at The Mike Show VA. And you can learn more, obviously, if you go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org, type in Lacey, and you'll find the information. And again, we'll link up that link on this broadcast.
Yeah, I will say about Lacey, this, you know, people look at it like that's a strange name. And we like the response when somebody says, you know, yeah, I'm with Lacey. You know, and, you know, the play on the word lazy versus Lacey is intentional, you know, because you're gonna stop when you hear somebody saying I'm a lazy person, you know. So and also the little I is intentional as well, you know, as they always say, there's no big I in team. So
yeah,
there you have it.
Well, Megan.
Yes.
Hi. Do you have your AC on, right?
Is it loud?
No. I wanted to make sure that you weren't baking in there.
Oh no, it's quite nice out here in the car. I don't know if you could hear my connection.
No,
I have unstable connection sometimes in my office, so I came to the car. It's a mobile interview.
Yeah, it really is. Did you have any additional questions or anything for Nat?
No, I just want to say that it's a beautiful picture of collaboration and really espouses everything that Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg community stands for. So we're grateful to be, you know, able to spread the word about this and certainly try to encourage volunteers to come out. And it's not a nonprofit specifically, right? It's a bunch of different nonprofits coming together and for profits coming together in a really beautiful way to serve our kids. And so we will tell this story in our Thursday newsletter that's going out, and we'll certainly reach out to some of our groups of volunteers that contact us about, you know, bringing corporate people or colleges or universities or things like that that are here for the summer to come out. So we want to help assist in any way we can and follow along closely with what Lacey is doing, because it's such an innovative solution and espouses collaboration in such a great way.
Absolutely. I could not have said that better myself.
And me either. Thank you.
It's so cool. And it's also, you know, Share is in its fifth year. October is our fifth year anniversary. And there are a few beautiful things that have come out of COVID, right? I always say Share is a really positive thing, as is Lacey. I mean, it's wonderful how innovative we have to get in times of need mm-hmm. and crisis. And it causes us to lean in on each other more. So Share and Lacey are both, we're both birthed out of the COVID pandemic. And so kind of feel a kinship to the program, I guess.
Hey, so Mike, one of the things that I would like to say is that to show that collaboration, the Lynchburg City Schools or the elementary schools have had over the course of the bunch of years, I guess, field days. And because it provides an opportunity for us to reach out and touch the young people, Lacey has for the last 2 years supported a couple of field days with about 7 different schools. And the one aspect that really shows collaboration was that we were able to provide about 50 grab bags for each of the schools that we were able to contact in regards to the elementary. And those grab bags had tickets to the Hillcats, who have been very supportive of us. They had Jolly Rancher candies, some swag from different companies in the area, and this promotional information about many of the camps that are going on throughout the summer. So all of that was provided to us, and you know, we like to thank the AKAs and the Link organizations for helping us pack those bags. But each bag, the accumulated cost, in my estimate, is that those bags to get to all the schools, we had about 600 bags that were prepared, about $10,000 worth of grab bags and information in that we were able to provide to the school systems. And that just shows the great collaboration that's out there in our community.
Absolutely. It is wonderful. And you can obviously learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org. There are 189 organizations at this point?
That's right.
189 organizations that are on the Share platform. And if you're part of a nonprofit organization, and if you want to get the word out, if you want to find volunteers, that is the platform to do it. And it's absolutely positively free. Just reach out to Megan Huffman at Share Greater Lynchburg and she'll get you squared away. And that's part of the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. What's going on with the foundation, Megan?
Yeah, this is a really big week for us. Today is our summer board meeting where all of our spring grants will be voted on by our board of directors, as well as the $100,000 Century Fund. So committees have been hard at work all spring identifying where that Century Fund was going to go. It's a very competitive process, and that will be voted tonight and announced in the next few days, as well as close to $1 million in spring grant funding for our competitive grants. You know, we've just wrapped up our up our scholarship season, which is hundreds of thousands of dollars going out to students from all over the greater Lynchburg region. And so that's only made possible through the generosity of local individuals who start funds that create grants and scholarships for our students. It's very accessible. It can be done over multiple years. It can be done in memory and honor of someone. And we're really grateful for to be the home for, you know, 300 plus funds that make all this possible, as well as donors that give generally to the foundation. So we have an awesome board and wonderful committee members that work hard and are diligent about making these decisions. On the Share Greater Lynchburg front, we have a lunch and learn tomorrow. We still have a few openings if anybody would like to jump in. We're going to be visiting both the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank and the Boys and Girls Club because they're adjacent to one another, one block apart. So we're going to tour both and have lunch provided by Freedom First Credit Union. That's noon tomorrow. And you can just go to our website to find more information. If you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see that there's a registration link there, as well as on social media. And then on Thursday, we have our executive director series on housing. So we invite executive directors and leaders of organizations to come together to talk about topical areas. So we've done a childcare 0 to 5, and now we're going to talk about housing on Thursday. That's just a deeper dive on data and collaboration going on in our community. So it's a heavy event week for the foundation and for Share, and we couldn't be more delighted about all the different neighbors that we're engaging this week.
Yes, it's wonderful. And again, if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org for all the information, if you want to learn more about our area's nonprofits, if you want volunteer opportunities, if you want to attend any of these events that Megan just mentioned, and even shopping for these organizations, you can purchase something right on the Share platform, and it'll be delivered directly to that nonprofit organization. It's just a wonderful, wonderful platform, and is absolutely positively free. Thanks, guys. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Mike, thank you. Megan, thank you. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Thank you.
And we will link everything up on this broadcast, all the links to find Share, all the links to find these events that we've talked about, that'll all be there on the broadcast. Guys, again, thank you. Coming up.
Thanks, Mike.
Absolutely. We have your audio vault. It sounds, and we will place them lovingly in your ear holes. That is all on the way. Stay tuned.